Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
There is a report from Randy Miller, NJ.com.
Yeah, he's good. Yep.
Okay, you're going to like this here.
All right, let's go.
According to a Pirates teammate who recently spoke to NJ Advanced Media, Paul Skenes has no confidence the Pirates are ever going to win. Shocker.
Mm-hmm.
He's hoping for a trade. And the teammate said, quote, "Trust me, he wants to play for the Yankees."
Skenes, load him up.
I've heard him say it multiple times.
Load him up. All right. So the first thing, aside from excitement, you're right. And I'm not stunned. You would think that they would be on the short list here. Dodgers, Mets, the teams with big money.
I mean, it wasn't the Mets. It was the Yankees.
No, but if you told me, like, hey, Skenes has an eye on three or four teams when he gets away from the Pirates, I would have thought those would have been the team. So I'm not surprised that he's intrigued by the Yankees. But what this would mean, if this is true, is from a Yankee point of view, this would embolden me to basically give up whatever the hell they want for a rental.
Right.
Because if he really, really wants to be a Yankee, you give up, I mean, you give up Schlitter at that
you
point,
give up, yeah,
you give up Jones, you give up Dominguez, you give up Lombard, you do what you got to do to get Skenes here.
He's under control for years, so
yes.
I don't know how. Kauf, can you just look that up? I know, obviously, Skubal is a free agent after next season.
Correct.
Skenes is under control for, I think, at least two more
years. At least two, and I think it's two, it could be a third. But yeah. The other thing, too, is like if he is so interested in being a Yankee, you would have to think that unless the relationship bombed or the Yankees took a massive step back, which I don't think anybody thinks that they will, then you would think he would be completely open to signing an extension with the Yankees,
right.
Which means you're not going to get burned like you got in the Soto trade.
See, this,
love it.
This is a Yankee thing. Exactly. The Dodgers have taken over the baseball world, but hearing Skenes, the best pitcher in the sport, young, under control, superstar wife, all those different things, hearing him say he wants to be a Yankee, that should be exciting to Yankee fans, knowing that, all right, maybe we still got a little bit. Let's see if Skenes can force his way here. Now, it's not that the Yankees need high-end pitching, but obviously you take a pitcher like that and you hope to be able to build a loaded rotation around it. Imagine Skenes and Cole and Fried and so on. Now, you to your point, you have to give up Schlitter in all likelihood to get Skenes.
Take him, obviously.
But you're talking
it's
about
Skenes,
Paul Skenes,
dude.
You're trying to win a World Series for the first time since 2009.
Listen, the Yankees obviously need to do some other things here, but would you rather have Luis Gil pitching in Toronto or Paul Skenes in the playoffs when Gil got absolutely smoked?
He's under control until 2029.
Are you serious?
So
that
through
much?
Through the 2028 season, you're saying.
So you got 3 full years. Wow. I mean, you give up whatever it takes, period.
Whatever it takes. Right.
Whatever.
When we talk about it from a Mets perspective, I was like, yeah, that's the one guy you give up McLean for. It doesn't matter. You got to go get him. Not for Skubal or rental, but the fact that Skenes has told teammates, according to NJ.com,
there we go,
he wants to play for the Yankees. Hey, Yankees have... See, the difference with the Mets and Yankees, and we could go over the results, sure, falling short, both of them falling short of winning a World Series in quite some time. Mets 40 years, Yankees in 2009. The difference is the Yankees always make big moves. They're always aggressive. They got Juan Soto via a trade where maybe people weren't expecting it. They then, after losing Juan Soto, pivoted to the highest extent that you possibly could with Fried and with Bellinger,
mm-hmm.
Williams, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we don't love all the moves that they make, but you can't question their aggression in season. They do the same thing. They go over the top at the trade deadline most of the time. Now, we always want more because that's what we want as fans. The Mets haven't done that. They have not done any. The one time that the Mets were about to go over the top was when Cohen made the call to get Correa here. That was the over-the-top move. Obviously, it fell apart, and I'm glad that it did. But since then, I don't think the Mets have gone to the extent that the Yankees do to improve their ball club.
If I'm remembering that Correa night right, I feel like I was driving back late from St. John's, and I feel like you didn't you call the station?
I was.
Were you like, well, what happened there?
I think I was filling in for Keith on the evening.
Okay.
And that was the one that I was like, of course, I'm not on the overnight, and this news breaks after I was done. So as I was driving home,
you called into the
I
overnight.
I called the overnight. Rosie, Paul Rosenberg was host.
I remember hearing that. Okay, I got something for you. Speaking of possible big ticket moves for the Mets here, and then we'll get to these calls. 888-808-1019 BT. So I'll get to the Aaron Glenn stuff coming up top of the hour as well. Now, do you want to answer this from? Do you think the Mets will do this, or would you want to do these moves? Which is more interesting
me,
to you?
What
okay,
I would want
all right,
to.
Here we go. I'm going to give you five players. I'm going to give you five contracts, and I'm going to give you their opening day age. You tell me if you would do it. Kyle Tucker going to be 29 on opening day. 11 years, $418 million AAV, $38 million. Would you do that for the Mets?
No.
Okay. I don't think I'd do that for the Yankees either. I agree with that.
That's a lot of money.
It's ridiculous.
I'm not
he's
knocking
good.
A player. Yeah.
He's really good.
It's a definitive no for the Mets. For the Yankees, I'd have to give it a little more consideration.
11 years for Tucker is just stupid at this point. That makes no 11 years? I wouldn't do that. I don't think.
You,
I really don't.
I still don't think he's going to get that. But yeah, okay. So
okay,
no.
These are just some parameters I saw. Next guy, Bellinger, 30, opening day. 6 years, 1-6.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
65, yes. AAV 27
yes.
and a half.
I would do that.
So would
for
I.
For both teams.
So would I. Next player, Bregman, 32 on opening day, 5 years, $160 at 32 AAV.
Yes, I would also do that.
So would I. Bichette, age 28 on opening day. Kind of positionless at this point. Keep that in mind. 5 years, $130 AAV, 26 per.
For the Mets and Yankees, no. I'm not saying that's a bad investment for somebody else.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he's a good fit. Definitely not a good fit for the Yankees.
Agreed.
And I would not. He'd have to play second with the Mets. He's not great defensively. Could it be an alternative to? I'd rather have Bregman and Bellinger as an alternative to Pete than I would Bichette. So I would still say no.
I'd be much more amenable to the Mets here. I think he looked very good in that Mets lineup. He can rake, man. But it's not a perfect move, clearly. All right, last one, Schwarber. Opening day, 33. 4 years, 128. Mets, would you do it?
I would not.
You wouldn't.
I would not. I think the time to get Schwarber was his last contract, not now.
What if
I'm over the exclusive DH thing, and I'm certainly not paying. I would rather pay Pete what he wants and have him come back and still have flexibility within the DH spot. Schwarber can't play the field. You're locked into him for 4 years, $130 million.
I know.
I guess you're going to get a lot of homers, but... And I know he's great in the clubhouse. There are appealing things there with Schwarber. I would not do
that. He's only played, I think, 15 games in the field the last couple of years here. All right, so let me give you maybe a caveat here with Schwarber, because that does seem a little heavy for his age and, you know, at this point, just a DH, right? So let's say you lose Alonso. You lose Alonso and you trade Beatty or Vientos and the DH spot opens up and you need some power. Is it different if Pete's gone? And some of those guys who could DH are in trades.
I don't think it makes the ball club. I'm trying to build a team to go win a World Series. So that to me would be, we have no other chance. Let's just go pay for his power and plug him in. I don't think it makes the ball club overall better.
Even with the on base in front of Soto?
Yeah.
And the guy's on base 40% of the time?
Yeah.
You weaken the Phillies?
I'm going to value versatility. Yeah. I mean, if they signed him, I'm not going to go nuts about it. I need to see what the other moves, though, are in addition. Lawrence is calling from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, guys. How are you?
I heard you calling as I was driving around on Sunday. I heard you calling Schmelk and Tiki on the Giants postgame.
Oh, nice.
Well, yeah, I try to call you guys. I need to get like, the direct line at this point or something because I like to talk to y'all, but I had to call in after that Giants.
So you settled for them. Understood.
You settled for us, I think.
Yeah, I had to settle for Tiki Barber after the Giants game. It was rough. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm calling about the Mets, man. Look, for the Mets, you guys just said a name I really want to bring in here. Bo Bichette would sure things up in the infield. If you could bring him in and bring Pete back, have Beatty play third, and hopefully Alvarez can reignite what he had going on his rookie year and the year after, the infield would look better. But the outfield still sucks.
Well, hold on. Hold on.
You had to get rid of Nimmo.
The lineup will look better. The infield will be a train wreck defensively. If you're going Pete at first, Bichette at second, Soto in right, that might be the worst defensive right side in all the baseball.
You've been batting 300 at second and then Pete at first.
I'm talking about defense. I love defense. Bichette can hit. I'm talking about defense.
Yeah.
Just defense.
I think it wouldn't be as bad as it's made out to be. I don't think
he's
pretty bad
defensively, Bichette.
Pete, you play him. You're not playing him at short. You're playing him at second.
A second matters.
Yeah, I mean, I think I can.
I think he could do it.
Okay,
I think I can live with it. Sorry, Lawrence, and thank you for the call. I could live with it. I just, it's hard to say whether I would have him back or not, because it does depend on what other moves they make. In my perfect puzzle, I would not have Bichette as a part of the team. I'd rather have Bregman and play Beatty at second base than I would spend on Bichette and play Beatty at third.
That's interesting.
Well, I mean, Beatty's played both.
So I know he's played second.
So if you just go pound for pound, Bichette, which was a similar deal to the one that you were saying that Bregman might get, I'd rather have Bregman. He's a solid ball player, proven big leaguer in the postseason.
Uh-huh.
I know he's older, but I value that. You put him at third, you're going to get gold glove defense at third base. I can live with subpar defense at second and less offense with Beatty with the potential to be good offense, and you're not paying him anything.
Yeah, well, it's funny. Watching Beatty play second, what I found out, I think they start to experiment in the spring, and then he got a little run during the season. I remember watching him like, When I first heard that, I'm like, I don't think he can play second base. He just seemed a little stiff. A little too big almost, a little less, not the quickness I want in a second baseman. But then I watched him play. I'm like, he's okay. He can handle second.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season, streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders, available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatic Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatic's events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatic Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatic Sportsbook app.